Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Bradley Dean, Mr. Bradley Dean, if you will. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And again, I want to tell you thank you very much for making us the number one show on weekends, Saturdays from 2 to 4 Central Standard Time. And during the week, friends, we've been with GCN, I think we're going on 4 years now. We are the number two show during the week, 2 to 3 Central Standard Time. So again, thank you for making us that. Thank you for your trust. Thank you for your time. And again, I just want to let you know that we're giving you 100% all of the time. To say that, friends, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, where you can check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. Or you can go over to my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1EE. Or go to Facebook, friends, Sons of Liberty Media Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook, and or BradleyDean2E, BradleyDean2E on Facebook. Phone lines will be accessible over the next hour, 1-866-233-0747. Again, friends, do not wait until the last segment. Like folks, almost on a daily basis, during the end of the show, everybody starts calling. I know everybody's just usually getting warmed up, and I totally understand that, but do keep in mind during the weekdays we only have 1 hour, so do call in, but stay to the course, please. Stay to the topic. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works. And I also wanted to let you know too, folks, we are pretty much getting filled up on bookings here, but we got a couple openings for February, March, April. I think we're packed up on April, so we're looking into May and June and July already. If you'd like to book something, or even further out into August and September, now is the time to do that, because let me tell you, when the time comes, I don't want to say I told you so, so don't wait till the last minute. We're always looking about 3 months ahead of the game during our bookings. And if you'd like to book us and have us come out and do a two and a half hour presentation, the number one response, and you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and look at our referral page. We literally have hundreds and hundreds of referrals from high schools, colleges, tea parties, radio, television, whatever it may be. You can hear from them, folks. But I do want to tell you, the number one response that we get is, I wish I would have brought more people. I wish I'd have brought more people. Well, don't make that mistake. Just bring them beforehand so I don't have to come out there twice, okay? Give us a call, 1-866-233-0747 if you'd like to have us come out. 1-866-233-0747. That would be in the United States of America. Outside, we're going to have to figure that out. I know that 53 countries are listening to us on a daily basis. And again, we appreciate you listening to us. And if you'd like to have us a part of what you're doing there as well, well, we can bring our message to you too. It is universal. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We got some good stuff posted. friend of ours, Justice Roy Moore, just strikes a major blow against judicial tyranny. That was just posted a couple minutes ago. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Human rights record rivaling Spanish Inquisition, but Obama lauds dead Saudi King Abdullah like he's the MLK. Folks, we're embarrassing ourselves by tolerating this criminal to go across the world and represent the United States of America, and we have no one to blame but ourselves. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, inside France's Sharia no-go zones. Folks, I do want to let you know that across the globe, countries are rising up that actually allotted and permitted Sharia to come into their country, and once they began to, well, once they, through their generosity, opened the gates to these people began to violate everything that them countries are, and thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of people across the globe and folks, I'm talking about each country are standing up and saying, away with Sharia, away with the Muslims. And I'm talking about the radicals, because whatever they touch, it seems that they contaminate. I believe it was Winston Churchill who rightly said, the Muslim religion is like rabies in a dog, he said. And how true is it? Let's not find out if they have rabies, friends. Let's set the record straight and tell them that if you come into our country, which they are afforded asylum, friends, but you're ruled by the law of the Mosaic Institution, which was filled by Jesus Christ and fulfilled. If you don't like it, don't come here. And I want to say one thing, too. If your God was God, why do you want to come to America in the first place? Hit the road, Jack. Amen. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Bobby Jindal calls for national spiritual revival. How is that controversial? Folks, it's always controversial. Anybody that actually sticks to the Word of God is going to be a controversial individual. There's just no getting around it. But I also want to let you know that those individuals, leaders that are actually preaching the Word of God without compromise, though they be far and few between, you do need to understand that they are not there to lead the consensus. They are there to mold the consensus, and that's exactly what leaders do. So we need to quit asking when we stand on the Word of God for the approbation or the approval of men to agree with what you're doing. It doesn't work that way, friends. It never has, and it never will. Just ask this ministry. Also wanted to bring you over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Budget cuts to military could cost American lives. That was just posted. Liberty Church project continues to grow. And folks, what I want to talk about right after the other side of this break is CNN's war against truth. I want to expose the media really quick, if we can. And I say really quick again because we only have, after this first segment, 45 minutes left. So we're going to go to CNN's war against the truth. Folks, we also need to understand that the state-run, state-controlled media in this country, there are six owners, corporate owners globally. You're getting the same source because it's all coming from, the same news because it's all coming from the same source. And you do need to understand that the state-controlled media in America has less than a 21% approval rating. So why is it that the conservatives are out there actually magnifying these organizations? Well, I want to let you know, we're magnifying the fact that what they're doing is against the truth in which we stand. Now, going to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com again, friends, what's my objective? Well, to get your feet out of the miry clay, put them upon the rock as you go to the Lord, repentance towards God and faith in your Lord Jesus Christ. That is my objective, as the Holy Ghost is sent down from heaven to preach through us law to grace, Galatians 3:24, Psalm 19:7, but with power, for we know that the kingdom of God is not in word, 1 Corinthians 4:20, but in power. And why? Because I pray on a daily basis that you might find your confidence in the Lord. And we know that strong confidence is given unto those that fear the Lord, and much assurance. That, folks, let me say it this way, that you might find confidence and much assurance and strong confidence, having received the word of God in much affliction, but with joy in the Holy Ghost, that they would know what sort of men are among them. Well, let's just hang on and see what happens on the other side of this break. You got Bradley Dean, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I wanted to give you a heads up real quick on sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends. If you'd like to go and throw your hat in concerning a raffle, a giveaway, you can win a Joshua MK5. You've got to go online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, scroll down just a little bit on the right, and go ahead and throw your hat in, friends. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, win a Joshua MK. It is a beautiful weapon. Had to tell you. Couldn't forget about that. So, what I wanted to talk about really quick, friends, here, and I believe it's important because we know that through the New York Times, it was last year that they had told us that all the information that was being released on the population in this country and globally, I'm sure, along with his little allied enemies that own these media resources, namely six corporations, that we found that Barack Hussein Obama was vetting information on his administration before it was released on the people. The New York Times told us that. Good for them. They blurted the truth out in their confusion. And I'm so glad that they did. And by the way, I give them credit for doing that. That was a plus. That was a high five, okay? But going to CNN's war against the truth, I'm not going to hit the topic. They're defending the Muslims, okay? In America, they're defending the Muslims. And keep in mind, friends, if for the most part, going over the conservative station like Fox News and the conservative outlets and the Christian outlets across this country, for the most part, it's not what they say that bothers me. Just so you know, just saying, it's what they don't say that bothers me, and it should bother you greatly as well. Because when you look at these conservative and these Christian outlets, they love to magnify the problem. They love to magnify the problem. They never give reference to the answer. And if they do, it's very rare. Rare as hen's teeth. Now, in saying that, we are again where we're at today because of the conservatives and the professed Christians in America who hold the truth and unrighteousness because they fail to give the people the knowledge of the truth that will set them free in Christ Jesus. Remember, Jesus is him who makes men free, right? And we also know that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. So we need the Spirit of the Lord in all that we do so we can walk in the liberty that God has given unto us. And we know from one of our founders, Charles D. Montesquieu, that liberty is the right to do what the law permits. So we go back to God's moral law, which we always must reference to be liberated. See, it says in the book of Psalm 119, King David praying that, Father, he was praying that he would keep the commandments of the Lord. And he would walk in thy truth, and he would walk according to the law. And then he said, I will walk at liberty. See, it's the, as it talks about in the book of James, it's called the perfect law of liberty. See, as long as I'm not violating natural law, friends, you know what? The cops are my best friends, right? And I am at liberty to do what I will within the confines of the law, not outside. And if you want to find out what I'm saying, just go ahead and violate natural law and see what happens. And natural law in this country is twin sisters with God's moral law. It's the fruit thereof. Cool? Just wanted to tell you that, going back to CNN's war against the truth and these outlets that are continuously warring against heaven, advertently or inadvertently or stupidly, or in some cases, there are those that are stupid on purpose. And those behind the scenes, of course, are writing the scripts out for their little minions, these useful idiots that they use on a daily basis, to just go ahead and proclaim or promulgate whatever it is that they want to be conveyed to the American people. But I want to ask you, friend, how many of you that listen to this radio station, this radio show, sonsoflibertyradio.com, how many of you actually believe what the state-run media believes or reports? Do you believe what they report? Again, how many of you that listen to this radio show on a daily basis actually believe what the state-run media, state-controlled media, actually proclaims? I wanted to let you know, too, that did you realize that if you go to a foreign country, they will tell you that the information that you're getting within the United States is completely fabricated? For the most part. Now, what we did, it's on the My War series. If you'd like to actually order that, you can go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the store, Sons of Liberty Media or sonsoflibertyradio.com, go to the store and check this out. It's actually being broadcast across the nation right now through Dove Television, which is a James Dobson's branch of his ministry, and they're actually airing at prime time every Tuesday, 8:30 Pacific Standard Time. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that right now. But if you'd like to see the video, the audio, or the television program, you can go to any one of the outlets that I just named. Robert Lichter and Stanley Rothman, two media scholars, they interviewed 240 news anchors, editors, and news writers. And this is what they found out. They found that those that actually anchor the news, report the news, they found out that 47% of those that actually report the news believe that adultery is okay. Yeah, dad and mom cheating on each other, that's okay. Well, wait a second. If you look at every state preamble in the United States of America, guess what it starts out acknowledging? God Almighty. So therefore, he's the lawgiver. What does he say about adultery? Well, the law says in Exodus 20, the seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. Jesus said in Matthew 5, even if you look at a man or a woman to lust after them, you've already committed adultery with them in your heart. But according to those that anchor the news, it's hey, no big deal. No big deal. How's that working out for the fatherless across the country? It's not. And after doing 350 high school friends, I can see it's no joke. But apparently these people think it's a joke. And if you look at your state laws, your statutes, you'll find out that in every state in America, adultery is against the law. But yet it's advertised, it's promoted, television, movies, music. You see how this works? You know, some people say, well, you know, the music industry, that's no big deal. No, wait a second. In the music industry, you need to understand that it's the musicians themselves that are actually the legislator of the laws. Let me explain. It was Socrates who had said, let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people. See, we're led to believe that they can go ahead and do whatever they want. They can go ahead and spread the lies. They can spread lawlessness all they want. Instead of the American people standing up and enforcing God's Mosaic institution against sin, which is the whole purpose of government, friends, to secure these rights, not to violate these rights or to strip them away through lawlessness, friends, read your founding documents. Well, they just laugh it off. Talking about the state-run media, state-controlled media. They see nothing wrong with adultery. And yet that's all you see coming from the music industry. That's all you see coming from Hollywood. And it sickens me. Especially on the behalf of the kids who are looking for daddy or mommy. And I see it all across this country, friends. And I being one of them. Robert Lichter, Stanley Rothman, two media scholars interviewed 240 news anchors, editors, and news writers, and this is what they found out. Oh, by the way, the laws, they quit enforcing the laws against adultery in 1944 nationwide, for the most part. 76% of those that anchored the news see nothing wrong with homosexuality. They were called crimes against nature. They derived that from Romans 1:24, of course, and Leviticus 18:22 and Leviticus 20:13. I can go on and on and on and on how homosexuality is an abomination. But for some reason, those that actually anchor the news and proclaim the bone that's given to them on a 24/7 basis, they see nothing wrong with homosexuality. Huh. Crimes against nature. Yep, they are. The man acts like the woman acts like the man. Then they choose to commit sin, and then they blame God for their own perversion. No, friends, keep in mind, sin is moral, not physical. If they say they can't help themselves, then they belong in jail. Because they're violating moral law. They can't help themselves. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? Isn't it also interesting, friends, that these people that violate moral law on a daily basis because they can't help themselves, isn't it interesting how they say, I just can't help myself, right? You know, it's almost like this, what, when I'm born, I just want to steal. And when I get busted by the cop, I look at him and try to convince him that I can't help myself. Or if I want to commit adultery, I just can't help myself. Or if I want to murder someone, I just can't help myself. I was born that way. Isn't it interesting how they got the dispensation to choose in life the right or the wrong, the good or the evil, the holy or that which is defiled? Isn't that interesting? So they have the dispensation to choose to do the wrong thing, but they don't have the dispensation given unto them by God to actually do the right thing? Really? Wow, friends, you need to open your eyes up on that one. Again, sin is moral, not physical. Don't fall for it, friends, that it is. It's dangerous, and that's exactly what we're seeing happen in this country today. Folks, Robert Lichter and Stanley Rothman, two media scholars, interviewed 240 news anchors, editors, and news writers. Right when I come out on the other side of this break, I'm going to actually give you some of their quotes and what they said about you. And then I'm going to round it back up to CNN to expose them for who they really are. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-233-0747.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, folks, we got a brand new friend. American Survival Wholesale that is supporting the American people by supporting America's best. And what exactly am I saying here? Well, I'm saying that they are supporting, friends, our veterans. And I want you to understand that, folks, those that support us are supporting you, and when they're supporting our veterans, how can't we not get behind these guys? Because what we find is that the American Survival Wholesale and their mission through the Veterans Outreach Program, a program to offer a helping hand to our veterans who have, in, again, many cases, have been thrown away by the government in which they fought and bled and died for in many cases. Interestingly enough, just a side note while I'm talking about this, isn't it interesting how they'll take your sons and your daughters because, for the most part, the American people allow Congress to send them in the first place to fight their battles, but when they come back home, they're just cast aside? I mean, has anybody really thought this through? Because we need to think this through. But in saying that, what we have is American Survival Wholesale, who works with these honorable, and let me magnify the word honorable, men and women, to ship food, blankets, and supplies, and sometimes fellowship and prayer, in which so many of them are deprived of. It's the mission statement of American Survival Wholesale that drives their Christian and veteran-owned company, one and the same, by the way. And, folks, what I want you to do is I want you to go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Scroll down on the right side. You'll see a camouflage ad. Click onto that. Support American Survival Wholesale. Just talk to Vance, Chance over there, I'm sorry. And, folks, beginning to get to know these guys. And in the process of doing that, I'm impressed. I just got a box set from them as well, and we just wanted to tell them thank you very much for that. Again, friends, check out American Survival Wholesale. Support them, friends, while they support you. Again, go to my website, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Scroll down to the right, look at the camouflage ad, click onto it, and support them. And again, American, remember, support them because they're supporting you and your best. Been doing a little bit of an expose on the state-controlled media because we have a brand-new article up, CNN's War Against Truth, on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Just posted this. I've been sharing that Robert Lichter and Stanley Rothman, two media scholars, we talked to one of these guys, by the way, they interviewed 240 news anchors, editors, and news writers, and what they found was just incredible. But the writing's on the wall. These are the people that are opening the gates to the wolves to devour the sheep. 90% of those that anchor the news in this country, they agree with abortion. I also want people to understand across the country, after doing all the high schools that I've done, I have had one student come up to me in Fargo, North Dakota, and say to me, Bradley, I got an issue with the topic of abortion. And I said, really, do you? I said, well, it's a good thing your mama didn't. End of conversation. I also want everybody to understand that most of those that support abortion, they've never seen an abortion. They don't know what an abortion is. They don't even know what the word infanticide means. But when you show them pictures of what an abortion is, all of a sudden they begin to realize that, wait a second, we were told that it was a little fetus. Well, let me ask you something. What are you? You're a grown-up fetus. Well, we didn't realize that this is what it was. It's a human being. Yes, there's no denying it. Of course. Of course. God hates hands that shed innocent blood, church. Stand up. By the way, we got a friend, Troy Newman, Operation Rescue. These abortionists, these murderers, are being thrown in jail for infractions. All across the country, the younger generation are standing up and shutting down the abortion industry. Did you know that, friends? No, we were too busy doing this or enjoying that or, you know, going over here and watching the ball game. No, I know. The younger generation is standing up and doing for what the most part, in many cases, the older generation has left off. But again, back to my point, 90% of those that anchor the news see nothing wrong with abortion. What a hypocrite. Seriously, what a hypocrite. Major hypocrisy. You know, these are the first people to attack Christianity and blame God for the wars that take place. And look at the slaughter of all the people. No. Let's put that into perspective. God is the one that said, thou shalt not kill. And if you really want something to do, why don't you stop the murder of the innocent in the womb? Oh, no, we don't do that. I'm talking about the communists. I'm talking about the atheists. I'm talking about the homosexuals that are the victims. I'm also talking about the environmentalist whack jobs. They're all in it together, friends, rest assured. 90% of those that anchor the news see nothing wrong with aborting a baby. Wow. Again, folks, all violation of moral law in this country. You can't sanction the murder of the innocent and go to sleep at night, America. But that's what you've allowed your government to do. Shame upon you for allowing it if you're not standing against it. 86% of those that anchor the news see nothing wrong with the fact that they don't attend church. Now, I want everybody to understand, while I'm exposing the media, that it's the church in America that's responsible for allowing the things that are taking place on a 24/7 basis in this country. It's their responsibility. Yes, it is. Okay? 86% of those that anchor the news, seldom or never attend church. For the most part, I don't blame them. What's the difference? What's the difference? We've talked about this so many times, friends. The greatest advocate to crime in this country is the professed church in the Americas, as we know it, in all 50 states of our union. It's the church's responsibility. It's the church's fault. And yet, how many people listen to me on a 24/7 basis or on a daily basis, I'm sorry, that call themselves Christians, yet they don't stand against the workers of iniquity? Read Psalm 94 when you get a moment. Who will stand against the evildoers? Who will stand up against them that work iniquity, asks the Lord? Well, those that have been truly saved also understand not only have they been saved from their sin, but now they are saved for a purpose. And what is that? To seek and save that which is lost and to avenge the sin that you repented of being guilty of. So, talking about the state-run media. You ready for this, friends? What we find is Richard Salent, 1914 through 1933. He was the former president of CBS News. He said this in the early 1900s. Listen to what he said. Our job is to give people not what they want, but what they decide they ought to have. Isn't it interesting that during, what was it, probably 6 years ago, all of these news outlets across America were just, they were going bankrupt. Isn't it strike anybody as being odd that whenever you stay at a hotel room, all of a sudden you go out your door and there's a paper there and it's free? Wait, how did they go bankrupt? They're giving away free papers, and yet now they're bigger and better than they ever were before concerning their propaganda. Yes, again, keep in mind, six corporations own the news media resource across the globe. Going to our friend Walter Cronkite, former CBS News anchor, he said news reporters are certainly liberal and left of center. Of course they are. The New York Times is on purpose deliberately pitched to the liberal point of view. Herman Dismore, foreign editor of the New York Times from 1950 to 1960. How can you believe a word these people say, friends? Oh, this one's even better. Richard Cohen, senior producer of CBS Political News, he's still spouting off his big mouth. He said, we are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with the issues and subjects that we choose to deal with, not what the facts are. Folks, haven't you ever heard this before? You take the pictures, I'll create the war. This is how you're getting your news on a daily basis. Folks, there are people out there that are exposing all these created crimes. Sandy Hook, we just found out that a lot of these propaganda pictures that you're getting with these beheadings, friends, where they're standing there with their orange suits on and they're kneeled down and they got some Muslim in the back with a knife in his hand. He's about ready to cut his head off as he's threatening the world so that you succumb to his totalitarian methods. We found out that those were taken in studios. Folks, you need to pay attention to what you're being told. It's not true. I didn't say it. They said it. Go online and do your homework. I remember back in the 90s, CNN was busted for creating reports. You can watch the whole thing. Them joking around, then all of a sudden on cue, taking on the importance of actually dealing with this global terror problem that we have. That was CNN doing the same thing, too. Friends, go online. You can see all of this stuff. They've been busted over and over and over again. Friends, I want to say this. Those that stand back and complain about what they tolerate in this country, I want to tell you how you're going to go down in history. As the greatest laughingstock known to mankind, if you allow your country to be destroyed. Because it's not true. Folks, in the past, I've shared with you Saul Alinsky tactic. Cause the people to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. It's not true. Who's creating this constant warfare in this country? The state-controlled media is. What about Fox News? Again, remember what I said earlier? It's not what they say that bothers me. Mostly, it's what they don't say that bothers me. Now, on the topic of homosexuality, folks, it's no longer fair and balanced. It's completely unbalanced. And they don't realize that the homosexuals are the very ones to upend their sovereignty to their own stupidity and their own demise. But remember Fox News? They said, we report, you decide. Really? it should rightly be said we decide on what we report, because that's exactly how it goes down. I'm going to come back. We're going to round this up to CNN, folks. Again, CNN's war against the truth. Friends, it's time that you stand up and create war against the lie.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is columnist and author Eric Rush, and I am honored to support our friend Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio. Bradley is one of the most passionate patriots I know, and he's got a better handle on the diabolical forces marshaled against America than anybody on the radio. Listen and support Bradley and Sons of Liberty as they carry the unapologetic and uncompromising message of faith and fidelity to God and country.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
Yes, cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We are here magnifying the crime and the guilty, not the innocent and lawlessness. Friends, listen to me. The state-controlled media loves to magnify the crime. They love to magnify the crime, not the law against the crime. Just imagine if the American people woke up to that. Instead of magnifying the criminals, why don't you magnify the law against the criminals so you can establish judgment and righteousness within the gate? But we know what the book of Amos tells us. They hate him that speaketh uprightly. Yep. It's true. If they didn't, then why wouldn't they respond to it, right? Folks, we've been talking over the last 45 minutes about CNN's war against the truth. I also told you that the state-run media, the state-controlled media, has less than a 21% approval rating. I want to go over to Amber Line, who's an award-winning journalist who works for CNN. I want you to listen carefully as to what she said, just so you understand how you are getting your information. She worked for CNN. She said that she was ordered to report fake stories. She was ordered to delete unfriendly stories adverse to the Obama administration. She was ordered to construct stories in specific manners while working for the left-wing communist network. She said, CNN is paid by foreign and the U.S. government for reporting on some events and not reporting on others. I didn't say it. The Obama administration pays for CNN's content, said Amber Lyon. Of course she was fired. But you know what's interesting is they'll take someone that speaks the truth, they'll get rid of her, and then what they'll do is they'll hire someone like a Piers Morgan from overseas. BBC News reported that Piers Morgan, you know, the guy that attempts to violate the Bill of Rights in this country, BBC News reported that Piers Morgan was fired from his editorial job at the Daily Mirror for publishing fraudulent photographs in May 2004. Remember what I said earlier, friends? They take the pictures and then someone creates the war. That's exactly what they do. And it's not hard to find this information, friends. It's all over the place. Piers Morgan was also implicated in a media phone hacking scandal in Britain, and even knowing all of this, CNN, of course, hired him. They hired him. Why would they hire a criminal from a different country to come into America? I can tell you why. To commit crimes against you. And what's sad about it, and what's embarrassing about it, and what's shameful about it, is the American people stand back and let him do it. And they think it's a joke, and it's not a joke. I mean, it doesn't get any funnier than the guy that's in the White House right now. Most people would agree. But the joke is on you for tolerating it for the last 6 years. And it wasn't just Barack. It was Bush. It was Clinton. It was Daddy Bush. Folks, we can keep going back. This has been taking place in your country since our foundation, incrementally, slowly but surely, rolling itself over all opposition because opposition allows it. Now, I want to talk about free speech really quick because I want people to understand that the media does not have the right to break the law. The state-controlled media does not have a right to break the law, nor to advance an agenda that breaks or violates our law in this country. We are ruled by law in this country. We are not ruled by opinion in this country. We are ruled by God in this country. We are not ruled by the devil in this country. Free speech, friends, does not give you the freedom to violate law. If you lie in court, that's called perjury. Right? Well, what about in the public courts? Well, do they have a right to do it there? Nope. But what happens if the people don't know any different? Well, then they can go ahead and do whatever they want. And friends, don't stand back and wonder why that they are getting away with what they're getting away with. You got to keep in mind that they'll always get away with whatever you let them get away with. Why is that? I simply come back to this. It's a lack of gratitude and it's a lack of love. Lack of gratitude and a lack of love. The love of many waxeth cold because of the workers of lawlessness. Where's the love, friends? Listen to this. This is Fisher Ames, architect of the First Amendment. He said, the known propensity of a democracy is to licentiousness, which the ignorant believe to be liberty. Right on. Right on. You know, it's kind of like the professed church in America. You know, they talk about how, you know, they've been saved by grace. Oh, thank you for the unmerited favor of God. Yes, that's what it means. And I mock not that. I'm ashamed of those that don't understand that that grace that's been given unto you has been shed abroad upon you by his son who died on Calvary over 2,000 years ago. And look how you treat it so lightly. You lightly esteem the God of your salvation. You don't understand grace. Grace is the empowerment to restrain from sin, friends, as well. First and foremost, that was a given in the church during the last century. You just don't sin. You just don't violate God's moral law. 1 John 3:4, you just don't do that. Why? Because we're saved from grace. We're saved from our sin, from Him who came to make men free. And when we go to Matthew 1:21, what does it tell us? That He came into the world to save His people from their sins. Not to use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh, right? But those that do that, they don't understand their foundation, that everything is founded upon the apostles and the prophets. And what were the prophets? They were the lawgivers. And what did the American people, for the most part, namely the professed church in this country, abrogated? The moral law of God. Because they didn't make the distinction between ceremonial law and moral law of God. To their everlasting shame. To their everlasting shame. Isn't it interesting that these are the people that shame the name of Christ? And they drag His name through the mud, which will not be tolerated from heaven. God is not mocked. Scripture also tells us that thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. In other words, for all those that are professing to be Christians and you have not turned from iniquity, rest assured you are the one that the wrath of God abides upon, the children of disobedience. I also want to say this, now that I'm on that. When you look in Scripture real quick, this is what I wanted to say before. I'm pulling some stuff up here really quick, friends, as it comes to my aid. Isn't it interesting that these are the people that are talking about how grace, you know, they've been saved by grace? Isn't it interesting that Scripture tells us that where sin abounds, grace does much more abound? Yet you see these professors that have been saved by grace, where sin abounds rather than the grace abounds? Well, if everybody understood that, they would know something is seriously wrong, right? Well, do they know something's wrong? Are they overcoming? Nope. Folks, Acts 3:26 says, unto you first, the New Testament, having raised up his son Jesus, sent him to bless you and turning every one of you from his iniquity, his lawlessness. Oh, and by the way, if I go over to the book of Timothy, just to solidify what I'm saying here upon the rock of Jesus Christ, it's interesting that the Bible tells us, let those that name the name of Christ depart from lawlessness. But see, evil men understand not judgment, Proverbs 28. They go on in their way. And yet God is known by the judgments that He executes, Psalm 9:16. The very character of God is nothing but judgment and holiness, but He's a merciful God. Yep, but that's the problem in America. You don't understand mercy. You understand a false version of mercy and grace. You think that, I've been saved by grace, so I can go do what I want to do. Why would you do that? Why would I do that? If I see what a soldier dies for, what am I going to do? Am I going to magnify the laws in which he died to give? And magnify in the sense of ratify? I mean, our soldiers in this country died magnifying the laws of our constitutional republic against lawlessness, godlessness, right? I'm not going to live to stand in contradiction of what they died for. I'm going to stand in agreement with what they died for. And so is real grace. And so is real mercy. But again, I want you to hear that. Acts 3:26, unto you first, God having raised up his son Jesus, sent him to bless you and turning every one of you from his iniquities. We're set against sin. We're not in agreement with it. We're not allied with sin. We're at war with it. Folks, free speech does not give the state-controlled media a right to lie. So it's time that you war against the lie concerning the state-controlled media. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, talking 23.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 1,500-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.